Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Shane. How may I help you?
Yes, I received a charge from your company on my credit card that I need to dispute and see if I can get it corrected.
All right, I'll be more than happy to look into that for you. May I have your zip code?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand what you said.
Your zip code?
29585.
Your first and last name?
Paul Hanna, H-A-N-N-A.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
My address? Is that what you said? I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
That is correct. Your address?
328 Tiller Drive, Pawleys Island, South Carolina, 29585.
Thank you. I was able to locate an account under your information, so just bear with me while I get everything pulled up.
I'm sorry, are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm still waiting for the account information to load, so just bear with me.
Okay.
Okay, so Mr. Hanna, I was able to pull up the account information, and I see here that on December the 15th of this month, you paid $5.74 for a technical bag, which I show her that you only paid the shipping and handling. Now, that was a welcoming gift for joining the Affected Direct Saving Club, and every month you're charged the $67.32, and then in return you receive a $125 gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club for our online web store.
I do believe you have a period of time to cancel that if... I didn't understand it to begin with. Is that correct?
Which is 48 hours, yes, sir.
Okay. I just, so 48 hours from when?
From the time that you ordered that, the paid the shipping and handling for the technical bag.
Let me get back to you. Okay. I will, obviously that's not satisfactory, and I didn't realize that I was joining some sort of membership club. So I would like to have that canceled and have my charge refunded.
Now, I am able to more than have to go in and cancel that membership for you. Because it's a valid charge, I can only offer you a 35% refund for that amount.
No, you can offer 100%. I know that.
Unfortunately, no, sir. It's a valid charge, so I'm not able to fully refund that amount. I can only offer a 35% refund, which will return back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
So you'll be able to cancel any future charges as well? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir. You will no longer be charged for it.
Well, let's do that.
All right. And I have a confirmation number stating that you did call in to have that information canceled. Did you want that confirmation number?
Yes, please. Just one moment.
All right.
Go ahead.
It is C as in Charlie. 263-432-755.
Okay.
All right.
Will I receive some sort of email or anything, or is this just going to I just have to wait until it comes through on my charge?
Yes, sir. You should receive an email notifying you this information as well.
Okay. You have my email address?
Yes, sir. The one that that you had entered on file.
Could you repeat it back to me just to make sure that I know you have it correct?
Which is your first and last name, 56@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Your first and last name at 56@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Was there anything else I can help you with?
I think you've done what I needed. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thanks for calling customer support. Please enjoy the remainder of your day.